Greetings. I am your host, Glenn Alex, and this is The Glenn Alex Show, the 2023 Positive Change Podcast Award winner in health and wellness and psychology. And each episode of The Glenn Alex Show focuses on a different aspect of health because I believe in total health. You are whole, and all of you matter. So I am on a mission to help you be joyful, connected, confident, and complete the life experience I call wealth, WELLTH, which is health plus other riches. And if you join us on this journey, then you will help elevate humanity and make it a better place for all of us. You see, individuals who are mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually balanced do not intentionally harm self or others. That means if more of us were on this path, then I believe there would be no wars, no violence, no oppression, no isms. Let that sink in and join us on this journey to total health. Now, stay tuned for this episode, this very impactful episode on diabetes. I wanted to do this episode on diabetes. Unfortunately, my guest couldn't make it, so it's just me. This episode is important to me because I have a family history of diabetes, and I've always been concerned about developing it myself. I do remember in childhood going to some medical clinic with my mother, walking by a room where the door was open and a woman was injecting herself in her abdomen. And I asked my mother what that was about. And she said she was giving herself some insulin. Okay, back in those days, HIPAA was not an issue. People were a little less careful about PHI. So when I saw that, it was just, I cringed. And I promised myself that I would not become diabetic. So as I grew and developed and progressed in health in my on my health journey, the information that was available at the time, I made the decision to, minimize the sugars, was that it was sugar that caused diabetes. And so I switched to an artificial sweetener because I do like sweet coffee and sweet tea. Don't necessarily bake with sugars or eat a lot of pastries, but I do like my sweet coffee and my sweet tea. So I switched to an artificial sweetener that was similar to the taste of sugar, thinking that I was keeping diabetes at bay. And over time, I started to develop GI issues, and then more information came out about the artificial sweeteners. And recently, I learned specifically why artificial sweeteners are not good and why they're not necessarily better than sugar. And sugar in excess, in moderation, is okay. So, in learning this new information and remaining open to the new information and seeing how this works for me, I decided to give up that artificial sweetener and others similar to it. And I'm still trying to find a natural sweetener that will sweeten up my coffee and my tea. Otherwise, I may have to give those up. Anyway, on this journey, when I was growing up, type 1 diabetes was referred to as juvenile diabetes because I guess At that time, it was mostly adolescents and children who developed it. Now they're saying that type 1 diabetes can be developed at any age. And juvenile or type 1 diabetes only accounts for 5 to 10% of all cases. 90 to 95% of all diabetes cases in the United States are type 2, which are related to lifestyle. Let me say that again. Type 2 diabetes is largely related to lifestyle. Risk factors include family history like mine, which is what set me on my path, trying to minimize the sugar so I don't develop diabetes. I knew that being active was actually a positive, had a positive effect on overall health, obviously, diabetes specifically. So I set about being as active as I could on a regular basis. So family history, your activity level, there's a higher incidence of diabetes in people who are less active, sedentary. And weight does contribute to diabetes as well. And also age. Now this one number surprised me. Most of the type 2 diabetes diagnoses are for those who are 45 and over. That surprised me. I'm not sure why, but it did surprise me. So, family history, activity level, weight, and age are risk factors for diabetes, type 2 diabetes. Now, what comes to mind for me in relation to the sugar is obviously too much sugar can cause weight gain. Too much sugar can lead to inflammation. Too much sugar can also change your energy levels severely. And I understand now that while I already had the activity part going, that part of my nutrition I need to reevaluate. I recently worked with a registered dietitian who is a GI specialist because I have gut issues, diverticulitis, SIBO, histamine, exercise-induced histamine intolerance. And I self-diagnosed myself with IBS. So I have all of this going on. And this dietitian told me, she said, no, it's okay to have up to 25 grams of added sugar per day. Now, that's the sugar that is added to the food that's not natural to the food. So if you pick up a bottle of juice and it has total sugars, and then it has a line that says added sugars. That's what they put in after, in addition to the fruit or whatever the juice is made from. So 25 grams of added sugar. I'm experimenting with that. I'm working with that to see how I like it and see how it feels in my body. And I totally encourage you to do the same, to see how you respond to specific foods and beverages and when that response occurs. Are you highly stressed? Are you fatigued? Are you having a great day? Because you are unique and your individuality absolutely factors in to your health, to your health. So I'm continuing this journey of trying to learn more and make adjustments as I need to. And see how my body, my soul, my spirit responds to it. So, again, the risk factors for developing diabetes are age 45 and up, how active you are, is family history, do you have a family history of diabetes, and weight, obesity. Other contributing factors that in my research, that I'm seeing is that the fake sugars, like the artificial sweetener that I consumed for many, many years, can cause a problem with how your body responds to and utilizes insulin, because insulin is made for sugar specifically, and artificial sweeteners tell the brain that something sweet is coming, which it thinks is sugar. Insulin is released, and there's no sugar. So that's a contributing factor as well. Insulin resistance is when the cells, for whatever reason, for different reasons that the research is showing, can't utilize the insulin. And processed foods, there's becoming more and more research on processed foods, how that negatively impacts our health. Now, I like convenience, I'll admit that. I do like prepared foods. And so over time, I've graduated to the more organic prepared foods. And I cook more for myself than I eat out. And so I stay away from processed foods as much as I can. I do indulge from time to time, don't get me wrong. But processed foods are not as healthy as they say. And even if they have fruits and vegetables in them, if they're overly processed, then that's going to wreak havoc in the body because we don't, our bodies don't know how to digest that stuff. And so there are many ways to get this information yourself. I highly recommend you do your own research. Find out for yourself what's involved, what your risk factors are, and what's your risk of developing diabetes. And it's easy, one easy way to determine if you are pre-diabetic or on the way to be or are diabetic is with the A1C blood test. Simple. And your medical professional can help you evaluate those results. There are free risk assessments online provided by diabetes associations. Okay. Do your research. Find out what your risk is. Because if diabetes is 95% preventable, that means you don't have to develop it by making good life choices for yourself, being mindful of what you eat, what you drink, how active you are, how you manage your stress, who you spend your time with. All of those things factor into diabetes, as well as the other chronic diseases that are on the rise. That are on the rise. So take control now, because the consequences of uncontrolled diabetes are severe. Not the least of which is heart disease, blindness, amputations, kidney failure. I worked in dialysis as a dialysis social worker for over 20 years. And the number one and number two causes of diabetes are, I'm sorry, of kidney failure are diabetes and hypertension, both of which are preventable and or manageable with lifestyle choices. What you consume, how active you are, how you manage stress, who you spend time with. It really is that simple. And working in dialysis, it was not a very pretty picture. It's a hard lifestyle being on dialysis. It's needed for the rest of your life unless you're unless you're fortunate enough to get a transplant, which very few dialysis patients qualify for. So having to go to dialysis 3, 4 times a week, 2 to 5 hours each time, sitting in the chair is rough. It is a rough life, and it negatively impacts mental health, relationships, and your independence to some degree. So please don't go there. When you have the power to manage your health now, Take control of your health, advocate for yourself, do your own research, and take the preventive steps that you have control of. And that will minimize your risk for developing diabetes. That is my goal for you. That is my hope for you. And I want to share a quote with you by rapper Fat Joe. He said, "I was diabetic for 16 years, since I was 14. Being that I lost weight, no more diabetes. You don't have to lose your eyesight, cut off your toes, have a stroke, get kidney failure. Because diabetes is preventable and controllable, manageable with your lifestyle choices." I know. I want what I want too. I want what I want when I want it too. It's about weighing my immediate gratification versus the long-term consequences. I prefer not to go blind because of something I didn't do that I could have. I prefer not to have my limbs amputated because of I didn't do something that I could have when I had the chance. So please, please do your research. Consult a medical professional or your healthcare provider and discuss your options, your treatment options, your lifestyle choices, and develop a treatment plan that addresses your uniqueness, your specific needs. Personalize your health and enlist the professionals who will assist you in that process. Because you matter, your health matters. And if you're going to be joyful, connected, confident, and complete, be wealthy, which is health plus other riches, health is imperative. So please do what you can while you can. Take control of your health, take control of your choices, empower yourself with information and the right assistance. Okay. The good news is you do have control. I thank you for tuning in to this episode of the Glenn Alex Show, and I really hope that you are moved, inspired to do your research, to enlist a healthcare practitioner, medical professional to help you on your journey to preventing or managing diabetes so you can live a full, thriving life. To learn more about personalizing your path to health, please visit glennalex.com. Order your copy of my award-winning book, Living in Total Health. Read my blogs and book your complimentary consultation with me. Then tune in to the next episode of The Glenn Alex Show, the 2023 Positive Change Podcast Award winner. And until next time, be well.
Joyful.